In 1838, the U.S. government removed thousands of Cherokee people from their homeland in the southeastern U.S., west to the newly designated Indian Territory. During this brutal relocation to present-day Oklahoma, one-third of the evacuees died. Cherokee actress Delana Studi has retraced this journey along the infamous Trail of Tears and documented it in a show she's bringing to Santa Fe this month. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and she is with me now. Delana Studi, welcome.
Wado, thank you.
You have direct ancestors who were part of this relocation, correct?
Yes, all the sides of my father's family. But I was able to go back to North Carolina and locate our old homestead and also locate which trail they were on. And then my father and I retraced a northern route of the Trail of Tears.
Were stories of the Trail of Tears part of your life growing up?
Not really. That's why I think I was fascinated with learning about the Trail of Tears. No one in my family talked about life before Oklahoma or before the removal. And my father mentioned he had spoken to one of his great-grandmothers when he was a little boy, and she was on the trail, and all she said was she remembered so much death. It was just such a painful period of my family's history that no one really spoke about it. And no one really knew where we lived before the Trail of Tears, so it was very important for me to go back and find out exactly where we came from.
Could you just give us a brief idea of how long this journey was and how far you traveled in it?
The idea is 5 years in the making. The actual trip took 6 weeks. We traveled roughly 990 miles because we started in Cherokee, North Carolina, and then we went to New Echota, Georgia, through Tennessee, Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and then Oklahoma finally. We walked as much of it as we could. Some of it's now freeway, some of it's private property.
So there are actual parts of the Trail of Tears that look somewhat like they must have looked back in the middle of the 19th century.
Oh, yes. I remember going to Illinois, and our tour guide for the day was this gentleman named Joe Cross, and he took us out to his private property, and you could see the wagon wheel ruts, buckboard wagons that passed through. They had been perfectly preserved. And, of course, when you're on the trail, you can see what they call trail trees, which are these trees they purposely bent over as almost like a directional sign. So if you follow certain trails, if you really pay attention to the trees, they will lead you back home.
Did you feel like there were ghosts around you when you were walking in that trail?
I was haunted. I will tell you that during the trail, I was very haunted. That comes out in the play. My father made me rely on what we call blood memory. I was allowed to research places after I had visited them because he wanted me to see what came up in my body, what feeling surfaced. And there were so many places where you would just walk in and you just feel overwhelmed with heartache. And then, of course, you go to some places, you would just feel invigorated. And so then I would do the research and it's like, oh, well, the reason why I felt great at this place was that's where my ancestors went to water for thousands of years. And the reason I felt terrible about this place is where the people in that town refused to let my people pass and 500 people died because of the winter.
Do you feel differently about the Trail of Tears now, Delana, than you did 4 years ago?
Absolutely. You know, my favorite thing about the trail now is, yes, it was a defining point for my people, but it doesn't define us as a people. If anything, it just shows our resilience and our strength, and I find that very comforting. So I don't like to look at the trail as a time when we were victimized. I like to look at it as a time that we overcame.
Cherokee actress Delana Studi performs her one-person show, And So We Walked, an artist's journey along the Trail of Tears, May 23rd at the Lenzig Center in Santa Fe. More from Delana at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.